Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
I know this is going to sound weird, but we have to show each other our feet.
What?
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. So I just saw this headline that a growing number of those infected with COVID-19 are reporting small dermatological lesions on their feet.
Yeah, I saw some pictures that they were putting on the news and whatnot. They didn't even look, I mean, they look like, I don't know, little spots. That's
yeah. Yeah, like little red spots or almost like, yeah, they're like red, like little red purplish kind of spots. I've been looking at a lot of people's feet. But when I saw this last night, I went into my daughter's room and I ripped off her socks to examine her feet because it's supposed to be
Seems odd.
Well, it's supposed to be a lot in kids. So like,
right.
It's a first telltale sign for a kid.
But why, I mean, why didn't you just ask her to remove her socks?
And like,
walk into her room
so
and you just kind of barge in and you rip the socks off?
Right. I mean, she's just like, what are you doing? I go, I'm looking at your feet. And then, you know, like kids are just like, all right. And then that was it. If I had to explain it, it would have been so much longer.
So you walked out after having looked at her feet and still didn't explain it?
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Well, she was playing Roblox. She wasn't even paying attention.
Okay.
But listen, we have to look at each other's feet because the Council of Podiatrists is urging its colleges and members to be making to really do more research about this.
So wait a minute. They're urging their podiatrists to get out there on the street and start looking at people's feet? Like they're going to start their own control group? That seems odd. That's a weird, you know, order to come down from the hierarchy of podiatry.
All right, let me see your feet.
No.
Why?
My feet are beat up. Let's start with your feet.
What if you
that?
Have it? I'll show you my feet. I'm proud of my feet.
I mean, you told me you beat COVID, had it three different times, depending on which day we were talking.
Okay, hold on. Come look at. Now, I haven't had a pedicure in a while.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you said they were pretty, and then you unveiled them. You said you were going to pull them up. Put it up on the counter.
Hold on.
Put it up on the counter. Don't bring it over here. Your foot can be less than 6 feet, but the rest of your body, no.
Look at my foot. Sarah,
don't touch my laptop with your foot.
Look at my foot.
Stop moving it closer.
It looks. I don't see any spots. No.
All right. I don't see any spots.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give my feet?
Well, who's got a 10 foot?
What? I mean,
what is a 10 foot?
A foot
look
model.
Like?
You know, I always wanted to be a hand model, and I never could make it because my fingers weren't long enough. Could my feet be feet models?
They look clean.
Yeah.
They look well cared for.
Right.
They're chubby feet, I gotta say.
I do have blocky feet. I have blocked feet.
You have a little bit of, blocky feet.
Yeah.
I guess that's what they call it. I didn't know that was a thing.
I think I just made it up.
It looks like a strong foot.
It is a strong foot.
You don't want to get kicked in the face by this foot.
No.
All right, there's no lesions on it. Get it out of here. Get it back in the other side of the building.
Okay.
Can you get down with your leg up there? Are you able to get back down?